The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Mordechai Merzel, Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, brings the remarkable story of Hahu Yanuka, a young boy of all of 6 years old, who apparently was able to learn all of Hilchos Avodas Kechavim. And they asked him a shaila. They asked him, what about can somebody, actually according to Tosfos, this was asked after the fact, can somebody be darech with a guy these grapes that will turn into wine? And he said yes. So they asked the Yanuka, how could it be? Why are you not afraid that he will do nisuch using his hands? So the Yanuka answered, we're talking about a case where the hands were tied. So they asked, what about, even if his hands are tied, maybe he will use his feet? So the Gemara answers, Nisuch deregel lo shmei nisuch. The Gemara, the Yanuka, holds that using your feet, a goy will not use his feet for nisuch, and if the goy uses his feet, we're not afraid that that's called nisuch. That would not asur the yayin, at least not behano. So, although using your hands, if the guy would touch with his hands, we have to immediately assume that because of chibas nisuch, because he is so likely to want to do nisuch to his avodah zarah, he will immediately do nisuch and asur et behano. If he's using his feet, that's not true. You don't do nisuch with your feet. It won't asur et behano. So that is the shita of the Yanuka, that nisuch de regel is lo shmei nisuch. Now what we're going to try to do is to figure out what the Rishonim hold. Do we paskin like this Yanuka, or do we not? Now, there's a Gemara a little bit later on Daf Nun Ches, the Gemara of the Agardmi, which are people who are appointed, they're inspectors. And the Gemara says that non-Jewish Agardmin Ovdei Kochavim, who will use their mouth to move the wine, will asur bihano. So, the Rush and the Rif both learn that the Gemara on Nun Ches that talks about moving the wine with one's mouth, asuring the wine bihano, and our Gemara on Daf Nun Vav, talking about using a foot, not asuring bihano, that those two Gemaras are at odds. The Rush and the Rif hold that those Gemaras cannot coexist. That if one holds that the Agardamim will aser the wine behana, so too one would hold that using your foot would also aser the wine behana. So the Rush and the Rif both apparently paskin not like the Yanuka. Hahu Yanuka paskined that nisuch the regel is lo shmei nisuch, but the Rush and the Rif learn apparently from this case of the Agardman, perhaps from other cases as well, that using limbs other than hands, than one's yadayim, will also asur behana, and therefore it's not true. Says the Rush, we paskin nisuch de regel is shmei nisuch. However, says the Rush, I still agree, essentially with the Yanuka. I will agree with his halacha that did not asur the wine behana, avolo mitaime, but not for the reason of the Yanuka. The Yanuka assumed that it would not asur behana because nisuch de regel is lo shmei nisuch. And the Rush says, well, we don't paskin that way, says the Rush. We don't paskin that nisuch de regel is lo shmei nisuch, but it will be mutter behana for another reason. The reason it would be mutter behana is because in the case where a guy is tarud bimalachto, he is doing another job, and he is worried about that job, then I no longer have to worry about it asuring behana. In other words, because he is tarud bimalachto, because he is contracted to be doing a job, and he has a job to do, and he must concentrate on doing that job properly, therefore he doesn't have das to be menaseich. And therefore, it will not asur the wine behana, only ba'achila. And so says the Rush, I paskin like the Yanuka avolomi taimei. The wine is mutter, but not because of lo shmei nisuch, rather because of tarud bimalachta. The Beis Yosef points out that according to the Rush, it would actually be even more makel than the Yanuka, because the case of the Yanuka, says the Gemara, was only mutter in a case where his hands were tied, where the guy's hands were tied. So because the guy's hands were tied, he could only have used his feet and nisuch, the regel is lo shmei nisuch. However, the Rush, who says the reason this mutter behano is because the guy is tarud b'malachto, will say that's even true if the guy's hands are not tied, because he'll still, regardless of the status of his hands, the guy will still be tarud b'malachto, and he won't give the proper kavanah to nisuch, and therefore the wine will not be asud behano. So that's the shita of the Rush and the shita of the Rif, that we do not paskin like that yanuka. We paskin rather that nisuch the regel is shimei nisuch. The Ran, however, disagrees. The Ran says that why must we assume that the Gemara on Nun Ches of the Agardmim and the Gemara on Nun Vav cannot coexist? Just because the Gemara on Nun Ches says that using one's mouth will aser behana does not necessarily mean that using one's legs will aser behana. Perhaps we can be mechalik, we can say there's a big difference between using a mouth and using one's legs. Using one's legs, after all, is derech bizoy. We know that the only reason a guy is menasech, he has chibas nisuch, he has a great desire to do nisuch, it's to give kavod to the avodah zarah. And using one's feet is not a way to do kavod. We don't do an avodah with feet, we do an avodah with other parts of our body that will give it kavod. So therefore, says the Ran, perhaps both gemaras can coexist. And really, we will paskin that using the mouth will aser behana, but using one's feet will not aser behana. And therefore, says the Ran, we'll paskin not like the Rush and not like the Rif, we'll paskin like the Yanuka, that nisuch the regel is lo shmei nisuch because it's a derech bizui. So that's the basic machlokes, the Rush and the Rif on one hand, that nisuch the regel is shmei nisuch, and the Ran on the other hand, the nisuch the regel is lo shmei nisuch. The question is going to be, what does the Rambam hold? So there's two Rambams that we should look at. The first one is in Machalas Asuros Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, and in there the Rambam's telling us why we do not do dricha with a guy. Why don't we partner with a guy to do dricha bigas? So says the Rambam, the reason is Shema Yiga Biyado Vienaseh. The reason is because we're afraid that if we do dricha with the guy, maybe he will touch the wine with his hands. And when he touches the wine with his hands, he will do nisuch. And that will aser the wine behana. So you couldn't even get hana from such a process. So we see from the Rambam that the worry is not that he'll touch it with his feet. The worry is that he will touch it with his hands. So that's one indication, says the Kesef Mishnah, that's one indication that perhaps the Rambam holds, like the Ran, that nisuch de regel is lo shmei nisuch, because the only reason not to say, the only reason not to be dorech bin nachri bigas is because maybe he will touch it with his hands. Why did the Rambam not just say shema yiga v'yanasech? Why does he have to say shema yiga biyado? The reason is because using your feet, if the guy used his feet to do nisuch, it would not aser behana, but if he used his hands, it would. So that's one indication, says the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam holds like the Ran, that Nisuch the Regel would be lo shmei Nisuch, just like the Yanuka. And then later, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, there's another Rambam. He says, Ketzad hi ha-negiya? What is negiya she'oser ba ha-goy yayin, that the goy will aser yayin behana? Who it is, she'yiga bi-yayin atzmo, that the goy will touch the yayin itself, not through any intermediaries, he'll touch it directly. Bein biyado, whether he's using his hands, or bein bishar evarav shedarkon lenaseich bahen, or whether he will touch the wine with any other limbs that is the derech to do nisuch with them. V'yashachshech, and he'll move, swirl the wine around and do nisuch that way. So it's a very interesting lashon the Rambam uses here. He says that the way to aser wine is for the guy to touch with his hands, or any aver shedarkon lenaseich bahen. Any aver that one can say about that limb, that is the type of limb that is the derech to do nisuch with. So the Kesef Mishnah brings the Rashba, the Rashba in Torah Habayis, is midayik from this Rambam. If the Rambam says that it must be a limb that is the derech to do nisuch with, that's mashma, that there must be some limb, at least one, that is not the derech to do nisuch with. And which limb is that? It must be the foot. Your feet, the guy's foot, would not be a way, nisuch the regel, would not be a way to do nisuch. Why not? As we said, b'shem the ran, that using the foot is a derech bizoy. So maybe the guy would use his hands, maybe he would use his mouth, maybe he would use another part of his body, but he would definitely not use his foot. So from these two Rambams, the Kesef Mishnah says, it is apparent that the Rambam holds like the Ran, that Nisuch the Regel is Lo Shmei Nisuch. However, the Shach doesn't understand the Rambam the way the Beis Yosef, the way the Kesef Mishnah does. The Shach is in Sim Kuf Chav Gimel, Sivkotin Men Gimel. He says, who says that the Rambam paskins like the Ran? We can explain both of these diyukim in the Rambam that maybe he really holds like the Rush. Our first diyuk in the Rambam was in Perik Yud Aleph Halach Yud Aleph. The Rambam said that the reason not to do Dricha with the guy was because Shema Yiga Biyado. And from there, the Kesef Mishnah learned that it must be that the hands would cause an Isser Hanoah, but the feet would not. So says the Shach, maybe the only reason that the feet would not cause an Isser Hanoah is because he's Tarud B'Malachto. Maybe the Rambam holds that where he's Tarud B'Malachto, just like the Rush said, that the reason it would not Aser B'Hanoah is because he's Tarud B'Malachto. So maybe the Rambam holds that if the guy touches with his hands, so even where he's Tarud B'Malachto, it would still Aser. But where the guy touches with his feet, when he's Tarud B'Malachto, it would not Aser B'Hanoah. So maybe the Rambam really holds Be'etzem like the Rush, that Nisuch the Regel is Shmei Nisuch. However, where he's doing Dricha, where he's otherwise occupied, so therefore, because he doesn't have the proper Kavana, so using your hands would Aser, but using your feet would not Aser Behana. So that's the first Diuk that the Shach dispatches. The second one is where the Rambam said that the case of Asering wine is Bein Biyado, Bein Bishari Varav Shederech Lenasich Mahen. Well, says the Shach, you're right, it's mashma that there is some limb that is not going to be able to have the Aser B'Hanoah, because it's not the Derech to do Nisach, but who says that's the feet? The Rambam doesn't say what that is. We don't know what it is. Maybe the Rambam really holds Nisuch the Regel is Shmei Nisuch. We don't know. Especially because we know there are Rishonim, the Rush, for instance, that holds Derech Lenasech Beregel. It is the Derech Lenasech Beregel. So maybe the Rambam also holds Derech Lenasech Beregel, and there is some other Aver which is not Derech Lenasech Behem. You can't prove from this Rambam what the Aver is. So, says the Shach, really I'm going to learn within the Rambam that the Rambam will agree with the Rush, Nisuch the Regel is Lo Shmei Nisuch. So we have the Rush on the one hand, the Ran on the other hand, and then we have a machlokes, how to learn the Rambam. The Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rashba hold that the Rambam holds like the Ran, the Derech, that Nisuch the Regel is not Shmei Nisuch, and the Shach says, no, you could even learn that Nisuch the Regel, even in the Rambam, is Shmei Nisuch and with Aser B'Hanoah in normal cases, unless he's Tarud B'Malachto. Now, there's a kind of middle ground that the Chasam Sofer stakes out. The Chasam Sofer learns the Gemara, and he asks an interesting question. When the Gemara brought the halacha of the Yanuka, who said that it was okay to do this dricha with the guy, the Gemara asked right away, "V'chok menasech biyode? How can you matter it? He's going to do nisuch with his hands." And then the Gemara answered, "Did Sayarin olay the yode?" No, they tied his hands. So asks the Gemara, "V'hokum enasech v'regel?" So if you tie his hands, he'll use his feet, and he'll still aser it. So that's when the Gemara answers that the Yanuka held nisuch the regel lo shmei nisuch. So ask the Chasam Sofer, why did the Gemara initially ask v'hokum enasech biyode, as if it's important to for us to know what aver he would use? Why don't we immediately say, when the Yanuka matters a Yid to do Nisuch with a guy, why doesn't the Gemara just simply say, V'hakam enasech? How can you allow that? The guy will do Nisuch and will answer with the Yayin B'Hanah. Why does it have to say v'halkamanasech biyodeh, that Davka he'll use his hands? So says the Chasam Sofer. The Pashto says the Gemara understands that if the guy's hands are available, of course he will use his hands. That's the only normal way to do it. When one's hands are available, you'll use your hands. That's the way to do it, because you want to do nisach to the Avodah Zarah, to be mechabit the Avodah Zarah, you'll use your hands. So the Gemara says right away, oh, you're going to use your hands? The guy will use his hands to do nisach, and he'll asher behanah. And if he would use his feet, the Gemara understands, the feet is derech bizo. He wouldn't use his feet to do nisach. Nisach the regal would normal in normal cases not be shmei nisach and would not asar it behana. So the Gemara answers, no, we're talking about a case where he tied, the guy's hands were tied. So then the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, we only hold that nisach the regal is lo shmei nisach when the guy has another opportunity, when he could use his hands. But now that you told me that his hands are tied, so what's he supposed to do? His hands are tied, literally. So what is he supposed to do if he has such great chibas nisuch, he wants so badly to do nisuch, what is he going to do? Well, then the only option left is to use his feet. So that the Gemara asks right away, v'hakom enasech beregel, that when do I normally hold nisuch de regel, lo shmei nisuch, says the Gemara. At this stage, it's when he has his hands untied. That's when everyone holds that nisach the regal is lo shmei nisach. When his hands are untied, he'll use his hands, not his feet. But now that you told me his hands are tied, so then I hold nisach the regal is shmei nisach, because he has no other option. If he can't use his hand, he will use his feet, and then it will aser it. To that, the Gemara answers that even when his hands are tied and he has no other option, the Yanuka holds that nisach the regal is lo shmei nisach. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's what's going on here. There's a machlokes between the Stam of the Gemara and the Yanuka, that the Yanuka holds that even when the hands are tied, he still won't use his feet. Then nisach the regal lo shmei nisach, even when the hands are tied. But the Stam of the Gemara holds that normally it's true that nisach the regal is lo shmei nisach, because it's a derech bizo, you would only use your hands. But when the hands are tied, that's when the guy will use his feet and will, in fact, aser behana. So the Chasam Sofer kind of stakes out a middle ground, that normally, like the Ran holds, nisach the regal is lo shmei nisach. However, if the guy's hands are tied, so then he has no other option but to use his feet. And in that specific case, they'll hold nisach the regal shmei nisach only, and it will aser behana. And says the Chasam Sofer, that maybe the Rambam agrees to this too. And the Rambam, when he says that the way to do nisuch, the way a guy does nisuch is biyado, o bishari varim shederech l'nasech bahen, and that's excluding feet, like the Rashba's diuk, that seems to be excluding raglayim, says the Chasam Sofer, of course it's excluding raglayim, but only in a case when the hands are untied. But if the hands were tied, so then it becomes the derech l'nasech biregel, because with a less prayer, the guy has no other choice since he has no hands, so therefore his feet will become the derech in that specific type of case where the hands are tied. So it turns out that we have a machlokas Rishonim, Russian Rif on the one hand, and the Ran on the other hand. There's a machlokas how to learn the Rambam, and then you have the interesting middle ground of the Chasam Sofer, that sometimes it may be derech, that in normal cases it's not the derech to be menasech biraglayim, but bit less brayer when the guy has no other choice because his hands are tied. So then even the Rambam will agree that nisuch the regal in that specific case will be shmei nisuch.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.